Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh yeah, it's a great day to take a look at Blue Sides now. On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, we've been together a mosaic of voices on the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? What a week, right? Started out with some bad news for the blue team with that New York Times Siena poll. We'll talk about that. And then good news on Tuesday with big wins in Ruby Red, Ohio, Kentucky, and the Virginia flip that may have knocked Glenn Youngkin out of the GOP survivor race. We'll talk all about it, take it all on, surround ourselves with great music. Hey, we've got some birthdays and a milestone birthday to celebrate. Your Forgotten 45s are in the mix, as are you. You're listening live. It is Friday, November 10th. 11 a.m. out west, 1 o'clock central, and 2 o'clock here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. You're taking a look at that live ride. Avail yourself of the .NET chat box and or the Facebook page. Twitter X feed is still going strong live 24-7 at AV Rights, all being helmed by the talented ever-ready TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. America runs in Dunkin'. Time to indulge in those holiday favorites. America runs in Dunkin'. Also by Old Navy, it's officially time to fall in for great holiday styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by PopNet, it's arts, it's culture, it's conversation, on air, online, up and running 24-7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkley Show and, yeah, those robust roundtables. A couple of doozies in our rear view, and you know why. But let's hop into a big yellow taxi and celebrate the great 80 of Joni Mitchell as we open things up on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Way in. I'm waiting on you.
They paid paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. Big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Where did all the blue skies go? Oh. planted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me, Jesus. Our things ain't what they used to be. Not small radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from man? Mercy, can't you stand?
Get ready, I think I hear something.
There's something screwy around here.
Something good. Herman's Hermits on the Amy Beth Arkaby Show as we have a little celebration for Peter Noon, the ever-boyish 76-year-old, believe it or not. Yeah, he turned 76 on November 5th, still looking so great and sounding great. He performs all the time, so you know what I say, creativity is the fountain of youth. Speaking of which, for decades she's been telling us something to talk about. Bonnie Raitt celebrated her 74th birthday on November 8th, so happy birthday, Bonnie. Still going strong. Had that Grammy Award-winning song just this past year. Fantastic. And from the Ecology file, from the old days, Mercy, Mercy Me, the great late Marvin Gaye, the Ecology song, winking a nod to Olivia. Thank you for the kind words, my friend, via the pop in the chat box. And celebrating her great 80, Joni Mitchell, the great singer-songwriter, the Gershwin Prize winner last year, celebrated her 80th birthday on November 7th. Thank you, Joni, for all that you do. And, of course, Big Yellow Taxi back in the day, very prescient about the environment. Have we learned our lessons? I'm not so sure, especially if you go with the freight wing. Speaking of which, I know there were some, I know there was a lot of hand-wringing going on the blue team this week with the New York Times Siena poll that said that Biden is in the dumpster in terms of his approval rating, and he's actually losing in battleground states, although margin of error, we've got to make sure we say that, to the former guy who was, of course, twice impeached, four times indicted, already found civilly liable for fraud and sexual assault, and yet he's leading in the polls? I don't get it. They'll flip, though, if he gets convicted, they said in the poll. So it's still a long way off, so let's not panic. It's a year away. I don't buy polls anyway. And I always say to people, let 2016 be our guide. Because back then, remember, Hillary was going to win in a romp. What happened? You know what happened. So we have a ways to go, but let's not agonize. Let's organize, as the great Nancy Pelosi says, and all hands on deck to persuade people to get out and vote. And spoiler alerts are all out there. The latest of which is Joe Manchin, the West Virginia Democrat, a very moderate Democrat, some call him a dino, but he's still on our team. He says he's not running for re-election. He's bowing out because he knows he's going to lose probably in ruby red, very poor West Virginia, as their former governor, Jim Justice, is a Republican and very popular, and he's going to run. He doesn't want to leave a loser. I get that. But the hitch is he's going to now Manchin I'm talking about is going to launch a listening tour across the country to see if he can unify the middle. What does that mean? You want a centrist? You have one who's Joe Biden. And if you're talking about a generational change, doesn't matter how much shoe polish, I call him Shoe Polish Joe, how much black he puts into his hair. He's 76 years old, so we're not talking about a whippersnapper, if you know what I mean. He's threatening to run as an independent. Is that going to put the kibosh on the Democrats and put reinstall you-know-who? Something to think about. By the way, we have other spoilers in the mix. Jill Stein, who was the 2016 spoiler because she really did solidify the votes for Trump in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, is threatening to run again on the Green Party ticket. I thought she was the manager for Cornel West, but I guess he's running on a fringe indie run. And you have RFK Jr. also running, where some people say he's going to take more votes away from Trump because he's a crackpot conspiracy theorist and anti-vaxxer. I'm not so sure about that. Hardcore Trumpians are going to pull the lever for Trump, let's put it that way. If he indeed is the nominee, we'll see. They have the second place race debate going on with people thinking Nikki Haley came out strongest, but she's still way behind in the polls. Again, polls again. I always say nobody voted yet. So we'll see what happens. Way in, Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself taking along for that live Friday, November 10th ride. We also have a Facebook page and the PopNet chat box available. PopNet chat box, Caesar says, thanks for doing what you're doing. People have to motivate and get the heck out with the, well, he didn't say heck, get the hell out and vote. We have to do it. Vote blue no matter who, all the way down the line, down the ballot. I hope you did so this past, we'll talk about the victories that we had on Tuesday, which is sure to happen. Vote blue, support Democrats, so says Karen. Your rights are on the line and on the ballot every time, especially this coming November. Okay, I gotcha. I'm thinking about that. And remember this, in 2024, so says Stacey's cases. She says the hardest decision is a woman can make, it is not yours to make. Reproductive rights are going to be in the ballot, and they're trying. Again, big victories in Ohio, Ruby Red State, pretty much, and it went overwhelmingly to codify reproductive rights in their state constitution. So that's important to note, although the Speaker of the Ohio House says the fight is not over. And, of course, the national ban, or now they're changing it from a ban to a limit, according to Tim Scott, who is one of the also-rans on the second-place loser race debate stage. They're holding steady to this. They're still going to fight for a ban, and this is important. So you have to vote blue no matter who. It's not changing in the next year. So do what you have to do to get it done. But we did have some encouraging news on that front because we had a big win in Ohio, and we had a big win in Kentucky, re-election of Andy Beshear, the moderate Democratic governor, won re-election. Pretty nice size over Daniel Cameron, who was a I don't know if he's a election denier, but he was certainly supported by Donald Trump. He lost. Any time Trump supports people, they don't seem to fare too well. For the most part, you did have J.D. Vance in Ohio, so that's not great news. And in Virginia, they flipped both houses, House of Delegates and the Senate, which means that for now, in Virginia, you still have reproductive rights as well. And Glenn Youngkin, who everybody was thinking he's a vested savior, he's going to come in at the last minute on a white horse and become the nominee. I don't know how that's going to happen. Probably won't happen this time. So, like we say, agonize. Don't agonize, organize, and don't be bitter blue. Let's get down to business. We got a year. Tell our stories and sell it. Here's Scott Stevens on the Amy Beth Arcuri Show. Weigh in.
tales. Your story often fails. You're close, but no cigar. You might see your own ass in a double whiskey glass, but you cannot erase a smile. And you'll never write it down, never find her in this town. A phantom dreams and fingernail files. It was springtime and you were just a boy, and all the life I'd seen your bed and crawl in. You imagine her there and you're tangled in her hair, and she smells like flowers again. And it's springtime and you are just a boy. All the lilacs you know how. All the lilacs you know how. There you go. In the city streets, in the dirty winter snow.
What you're running to or from, all I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain.
trying to be a good friend of mine.
I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. There was nobody calling me up for favors and no one's future to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
Presidential thing doesn't go our way, we can all move to France. Joni Mitchell on the Amy Beth Arcoui Show and Free Man in Paris, a song that rolled off one of her myriad masterpieces, Court and Spark. There's so many. Everybody talks about Blue as being her best album, but that was a beauty for sure. So is Court and Spark, so is The Hissing of Summer Lawns. On and on we go. Happy 80th, belated to Joni Mitchell, great singer-songwriter, won the Gershwin Prize a little late in the game, I think. She just won it last year, but she definitely deserves it. For sure, some great, memorable songs she's put together. And health struggles over the last few years, but she's coming out of it a little bit, which is great, performing slightly in recent days. So that's nice to know and nice to hear. Good for you, Joni. We love your music, that's for sure. And some send-ups to the states that came through for the Blue Team this past week. Kentucky Rain from Elvis Presley, the state, Ruby Red State, reelected their Democratic governor, Andy Beshear. Unfortunately, his cousin, Brendan Presley, did not make it as governor of Mississippi as a Democrat. I mean, that's a hard one, right? But he came close, 5 points, and of course they had a little chicanery going on there, conveniently lost some ballots or didn't have enough ballots to go around in Hinds County, the strongest Democratic stronghold. So voter suppression is still alive and well down south in many places. We have to be on alert for that, but he gave it a good shot. And all the lilacs in Ohio with John Hyatt, of course, as Ohio came through with a big win for reproductive rights, but there are people that are fighting it, including the Speaker of the Ohio House, says the fight is not over. They're going to keep going. So keep voting blue no matter who, no matter what the election is. Don't be bitter blue, that one from Cat Stevens, with a send-up to a few folks, including Felicia, Tommy, and Shay. Thank you guys for kind words, PopNet chat box, and the Twitter X feed, respectively. A couple of Facebook people chiming in as well. So good stuff indeed. Love to hear from you. What do you think about the Joe Manchin thing? That's our unofficial unscientific listener survey. Do you think he'll be a spoiler in 2024 or a no-go? And Jill Stein, of course, Cornell West, RFK Jr., throw it all in. Poor headaches for poor Joe Biden, if you know what I mean. Weigh in for us on the Twitter X feed at AB Writes, the phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box available. So many things to check out and look at. We have a lot of folks chiming in about the Manchin thing, right, Aurora? On Facebook, a few folks, Rights and Might said, mainstream media erroneously labels Manchin a moderate to bolster him up and a fictitious claim. He is no way a moderate. And Minotaur says, if Senator Manchin really cared about West Virginia and democracy, he'd remain in West Virginia. It's the fifth poorest state with a median household income of $51,000 and change, 14% poverty rate. Life expectancy is among the lowest in the U.S. GOP doesn't care about its citizens. And don't split the Democratic focus. Manchin, go home, retire, and enjoy all your money, big coal and oil money that he has. Yeah, well, that's true, too. He was considered a dino by many, but in all fairness, he was a crucial member of the very slim margin that we have because he did vote for most of the plans that Joe Biden came up with. So say what you will, we're going to definitely have a Republican because he can't, they can't. They're just so ruby red for whatever reason. Culturally, it has shifted, even though it is a poor state and needs the money and gets more federal funding than a lot of the blue states. That's for sure, but we've been through that before. Anyway, China says, after Joe Manchin voted for every Biden-Manchin inflation bills, he holds out to the end that he would see what the bills would go through, pull it out, and find out why the Democrats are extreme, but I want you to tell me how extreme the Republicans are. Not good, not good at all. I'm not sure what you meant there. Some kind of a mixed bag of comments there from that. I'm not sure how to decipher it, but okay. And Exton says, Senator Joe Manchin, it's a good time to sit down and shut up. Manchin, go home. Go home now. And there's nobody claiming, or Chimer says, there's nobody clamoring for a Joe Manchin candidacy. He should just go home and retire in peace. He's got plenty of money, that's for sure. So does his daughter, who was bilking people for EpiPens. Yeah, she ran a company for a while. I don't think she still does. And they raised the rates on those pens, the prices on those pens, to an extraordinary amount. And again, it's rich people greed, unmitigated greed, which is just unbelievable. So say what you will. We'll see how it goes. But I don't think there is much use for him, and I think he will sit down. Mitt Romney is trying to convince him to do that. No Labels, a fledgling organization. They've been at it for a while. They've got to build up. I believe there should be another party because the Republicans are so fringe now. But not now, not to take away votes from the only party that we have that can preserve democracy. That's my take. What can I tell you? But you know what you can do? Step away from the politics for a while and kind of embrace your creativity because Inspiration to Action challenges help folks reconnect with their inner artist. And I love it when it happens because creativity lets you flow. Get all your anxieties out. Purge yourself of concerns, whether it's writing or painting or music or dance or cooking or starting a garden. I mean, there's so many ways to be creative. And the Inspiration to Action Channels can help you through journaling and exercises to sort of refocus your attention and sometimes taking a little step away from the news, if you know what I mean. Step away from the TV. Step away from the internet and just follow your own lead. I want to give a shout-out to our Inspiration to Action Challenge success story. Sherry in Poughkeepsie, New York says, thanks so much. Love your show. Love your commentary. And the music, too, helps. But the challenge is only focus, and I'm doing it, writing more, hoping for a poetry chapbook in the near future. Hey, thank you, Sherry. Please keep us posted. Congratulations. Keep at it. And show us some of your wares, if you know what I mean. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You're also encouraging other people to dip into that creative well, and the more time you do it, the more time you're going to come back. That's my theory. On the other hand, you will push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. Hey, the first one's always on me. I need usually 2 to 3 weeks to connect, but please do so via the website, amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access through the Twitter X feed, or just Google the darn thing, and you'll find us. And while you're there, hey, peruse my award-winning Eliza Gordon Mystery Series for paperback and ebook from Cozy Camp Press. We have other goodies for upper grads as well. And a chance to connect with social media connections and links to the podcast. You can also chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story and Forgotten 45 requests. One-stop shop at the website, amybetharkawy.com. I like to hear it. And music really can, you know, fuel us in so many ways. It can soothe our soul, rev us up too. And one of the great singers, truly great singers, with great harmonies with his partner in arguments in the 70s and 80s, and going solo too, the great Art Garfunkel celebrated his 82nd birthday on November 5th. And this one is a solo song from his early solo efforts, Angel Claire, that great album in the 70s. Want to send this one out to a few folks, Sophie and Simp and Leon. Thank you for the kind words via the PopNet chat box, Twitter, X feed, and Facebook, respectively. Art Garfunkel, all I know is he's a good singer. And creativity helps.
I bruise you, you bruise me.
The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy. I've got bleach tar on my feet. And I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage. These friends of mine, let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne.
Aforementioned blue masterpiece, Joni Mitchell and Carrie. I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz Show as we continue our great 80th celebration for the iconic singer-songwriter. We could just spend hours playing all her great songs, so many of them. Maybe we'll have to do some more next week. And speaking of people we missed and honoring the great late Glenn Frey, who would have celebrated his 75th birthday on November 6th, passed away, oh, too soon, early 2016, but his music solo and, of course, Already Gone with the Eagles are mainstays in our cultural lexicon. Thank you, Glenn, for all the music. And the great Art Garfunkel celebrated his 82nd birthday earlier this week with All I Know, that angelic voice on the album Angel Claire, and oh, so many other great tracks. I remember hearing seeing an interview with Art Garfunkel a few years ago where he was pondering the existence or the time when nobody would remember the music of Simon and Garfunkel, and I was just shocked. Of course they're going to remember that music. It's part of the social fabric, our cultural fabric. It's there. Now, yes, songs come in and out of favor. The popularity, you know, comes and goes, wanes, all of that. But it's part of the American songbook now, for sure. Your music will live on, Art. You can count on that, indeed. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We have one more final time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. Twitter X feed is AB Wright. Phone line 347-857-4505 for a few more minutes. Topnet chat box and the Facebook page. Love it when you guys are playing with us in real time. But don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. So follow the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show wherever you get your podcasts. And be on the listen for select editions of the Arts Radio Network, Popnet, Podstream, NYS Talk. We're working on that, some glitches in that system. But we'll get through it, and select editions, and, of course, other appearances on those networks. Got a nice comment from Vicky, part of your regular, who says, love hearing you on the Podstream Legal Eagle shows. Thank you, Vicky. I'm not alone on those. We have a panel there, but I do enjoy it. I love spreading my wings, talking about all kinds of things. What I love about our little solo show that we do together is a little free-form chance for us to just sort of kick back, listen to some music, and just converse and take in whatever comes over the transom, as they say. Speaking of which, let's go around that social media horn and see what folks are saying. Go home, mansion, go home, says Barbara. If he runs for president, it's going to be a big disaster for the Democrats and for America. Think about that before you do anything. Even Mitt Romney wants him out of the game, and that's true, for sure. I saw somebody erroneously say that Mitt Romney was going to run with him. Maybe the no-labels people have contacted him, but I believe Mitt Romney has said, in this new book that came out about him and on interviews that I've seen, he said it's time for a new generation. He's 76 as well as Manchin, and it's time to bow out and let somebody else take over. And he supposedly has urged Manchin not to do it because he says that's going to be disastrous because it will, in effect, hand the keys to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue back into the wrong hands. And we know who we mean, the infamous former guy. Mata Hari says, Trump has said it before. He'll say it again if elected. He will round up any and all people he doesn't like and do whatever he wants with them. He was on a... she says Vote Blue 2024 for sure. He was on a Univision show where he really does talk about weaponizing the justice system. He claims Biden is doing it. It's not true, of course. It's projection deflection, which, of course, is his specialty. And he also apparently has – I only heard smatterings of it because I can't sit and watch it – that he bragged about separating migrant families. He thinks it's okay. It's also okay to just let Israelis and Hamas fight it out. Palestinians, he says, hate the Israelis. Israelis are the Palestinians, and it's up to them to do whatever they want to do. He wants to be a strong man but hands-off when it comes to foreign policy. He wants to disband NATO. I mean, there are a lot of things he wants to do. He wants to hand Ukraine back to Putin. Think about all these things as you think about the future of this country, and, of course, it will be the last free and fair election that we can think about in a long time, I think, if that happens. Karen says... the GOP are the worst for both Palestine and Ukraine. They will gleefully hand both countries over to their worst enemies. No future for anybody. And, yeah, it's not a particularly good thing either. MAGA are out. They will try to do anything. Blue Texan says, now that the states are rejecting Republican anti-abortion laws, conservatives are calling for a national ban. You know they'll do it. Vote Blue 2024. Vote Blue to save democracy and your rights. I am with you all on that. We have to be vigilant. We have to – what do we have to do? Don't agonize, organize, as Nancy Pelosi says. But we can do it, and we have to talk about the enthusiasm gap now in with voters of color, with Hispanic voters, with not with women. Women are still on the Democratic side because they're so worried about their reproductive rights. But a lot of people are not that into it. And if you don't get into it and you don't vote like they did in 2020, and this will be a different election because in 2020, because of COVID, everybody had mail-in option. I think that should be universal all the time. That's a good way, if you care about democracy, to let people vote and have access. So it's going to be still harder to get folks to vote, but you have to gin up that enthusiasm. And to do that, we need leaders. We need people like Sharpton and Stacey Abrams to go out into the black community. We need young people like David Hogg and Maxwell Frost, the young congressman, all those people to gin up the youth vote. A lot of the youth vote now is split. They're not happy with Biden because for some reason, and of course it's misinformation, they hate Israel and they're all for free Palestine. And they're anti-Semitic in some ways, maybe inadvertently. But the point is, learn your facts. I cry for the Palestinian people, of course. They've been held hostage by Hamas. And in some ways, the right wing in Israel, in the guise of Netanyahu and his government, and Netanyahu, by the way, is the Israeli version of Trump. He should be in prison. He's got indictments hanging over his head, which I fear will let him drag this thing out as long as possible with more casualties on all sides. I'm not for anybody having war. We have to find peace. There are people who are, there was a woman who, an Israeli woman, whose son was in the military and died in this war, and has said she wants peace. She doesn't want more war. These are people that are peaceful. They don't want it. There was a Holocaust survivor on who said, no, I feel for these people. I was a little kid at 5 years old being carted off on trains to go to concentration camp. I don't want to see this happen to other kids. So the Jewish people don't want this kind of horrors to happen either. There's got to be a peaceful way. The thing about war always irks me. I don't get it. We have to find a way to rely on diplomacy to get peace across. Too much war is not good for civilization, and we know that. By the way, speaking of people who serve, Veterans Day is tomorrow officially, so thank you to those who have served. I couldn't do it, so I'm happy that you can. I have so much gratitude for people who do serve and do what they have to do. But that doesn't mean that we want to get into war. I remember having a conversation, or several conversations, with the late Colonel David Hackworth, who was a regular on my radio show, WGCH in Greenwich, years ago when we were first in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. And he would always talk about, and he had been in wars from Vietnam, from World War II through Vietnam, and he would say, it's much easier to get into war than to get out of it, which is why he always said the only person in the Bush administration that didn't want to go to war was Colin Powell, because he had been in the trenches. These other people were Chicken Hawks, Cheney and Wolfowitz, et cetera. They were into it. They were playing it like it was a game of Risk. But it's not. Real lives are on the line, and it's easier to get in than get out, and that's the problem. But for all those who do serve to protect us when we need it, I thank you for your service. My gratitude is immeasurable because you do it, something that a lot of people can't do and are willing to do it in the volunteer army. So I do support you, volunteer military, I should say. So thank you for all that you do. And thank you for joining us. Hey, don't forget to reach out, to keep in touch. Tough time, social media, we can always hang out together via Facebook. Friend me there. Follow us on Twitter. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy, and I am at AB Writes on the Twitter X feed for the 24/7 conversation. We do respond, or I do respond. I don't know about Trudy, but I do respond. And we'll keep it together. Please do something nice for yourself and for somebody else. And thank you, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters from TCS. And thank you so much. Drive safe, play nice, dream big. Please come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. I'll leave you with one more from the Courtney Spark collection from Joni Mitchell. Raised on robbery, like the Trump family. Ivanka testified this week. She didn't remember too many things, that's for sure. Take care. You know I love y'all.
He was sitting in the lounge of the Empire Hotel. He was drinking for diversion. He was thinking for himself. A little money riding on a maple leaf. Along comes a lady in lacy sleeves.